The commission investigating the September 11 terrorist attacks found no credible evidence that Iraq had any connection to al-Qaeda's plan to attack the United States. That's according to a report from the commission's staff, which has been released today. Members of the Bush administration have insisted that Saddam Hussein did have ties to Osama bin Laden. That was one of the reasons used to justify the war against Iraq. The panel is holding its final 2 days of hearing in Washington and is scheduled to release a final report by the end of July. NPR's Ron Elving has been following the story and has the staff report in front of him. Ron, what more does it say?
Well, the report says that there were no ties that they could find between Saddam and al-Qaeda. And here, as you just quoted a moment ago, are their exact words. We have no credible evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. Now, there were previous contacts back a decade ago when Saddam was, of course, running Iraq, was the dictator in Iraq, and his Ba'athist secular regime was repugnant to Osama bin Laden, who was at that time running his operation out of Sudan. Sudan wanted there to be contacts between Iraq, with which they were friendly, and Osama bin Laden, who was at that time their tenant. Well, they tried to get this thing going. The Iraqis sent a senior intelligence officer into Sudan to try to meet with Osama bin Laden. There were apparently offers made. Bin Laden was interested in perhaps getting some bases in Iraq of the kind that he later got in Afghanistan. And there were apparently discussions held to which Iraq never made an official response.
So there was an aborted effort to cooperate in some fashion.
Sponsored by the Sudanese, and apparently without any great enthusiasm from either Osama bin Laden's direction or from Baghdad.
Now, Vice President Cheney and others have looked at this evidence of shadowy meetings of different kinds, as essentially suggested, well, we don't know what else might have happened, and maybe there's still evidence of a collaboration here.
As recently as Monday, the Vice President said that Saddam Hussein was a patron of terrorism, and, he then said, he had long established ties with al-Qaeda. So I suspect what we're going to have here is a dispute over the nature of the word tie or the meaning of the word contact. There were contacts made through surrogates. There were efforts made to see if some sort of cooperation could be established. But we have no evidence, or the commission staff says they have been able to find no credible evidence that anything came of those efforts.
Now, in this report from the September 11 commission, they also try to assess the risk from al-Qaeda today. What do they say?
Well, they're quite discouraging on that subject. They think al-Qaeda, while it is much weakened by what happened in Afghanistan, and while its funding sources are no longer certain and it cannot communicate the way it once could, is still interested in striking at the United States and causing mass casualties, and that they particularly are interested in using non-conventional weapons with a nuclear dimension if they can.
And while evaluating that threat, the September 11 Commission is also looking at information from the past. What went wrong on September 11?
We're going to hear two more staff reports, and then there's going to be a final report from the 9/11 Commission about all the intelligence that was gathered before 9/11 but was not acted upon to prevent 9/11, including what might have been done on the very day that the attacks happened, to see what could have been done with our air defenses to keep these terror attacks from taking place.
NPR's Ron Elving talking about a staff report that has come out this morning from the commission investigating the September 11 attacks. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.